KJAN Sports.
It's time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update is brought to you this morning by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. Well, let's take a look at the weekly Iowa Association of Track Coaches cross-country individual rankings. Class 4A boys, Aiden Booten of Thomas Jefferson ranks 8th. I'll make that 9th this week. Ethan Eichhorn of Lewis Central is ranked 15th. In 3A boys, Craig Allen Becker of Atlantic is ranked 11th in the state, while Trey Gross of Harlan ranks 17th. In Class 3A girls, Braylon Baker of Creston is ranked 11th. Emma Hughes of Glenwood, 17th. Taylor McCready of Atlantic, 27th. And Brecken Van Bolley of Harlan rated number 30. In 2A boys, Baylor Bergren of Red Oak is ranked 11th, and Cole Dooley of Trainer is 18th. In 2A girls, Ella Waddle of Panorama, 2nd ranked. Mason Hartley of Clarinda is 14th. Gwen Steffen of Panorama, 21st. And Olivia Steffen of Panorama, 26th. In 1A boys rankings, Brett McGee of Tri-Center is ranked 10th. Toby Bauer of Nottoway Valley, 14th. Ben Braheny of Nottoway Valley is ranked 16th. Trevin Sewer of ACGC is ranked 17th. Quentin Dreyer of IKM Manning ranked 19th. Tarek Rowe of Logan Magnolia ranked 23rd. Colin Lilly of St. Albert 27th. And Doug Berg of Nottoway Valley ranked 29th. Class 1A girls, Peyton Poggi of Tri-Center is ranked number 1 in the state, while Riley Sloss of ACGC ranked 6th. Sophia Broers of Nottoway Valley ranked 12th. Grace Slater of Audubon ranked 14th. Chloe Falcona of AHSTW ranked 15th. Kirsten Kanabi of ACGC ranked 22nd. Courtney Spohr of Logan Magnolia ranked 25th. And Kyla Korn of Tri-Center is ranked 27th. In the team rankings this week, in Class 4A, it's Dubuque Hempstead, Sioux City North, and Cedar Falls, the top three. In 4A, that's in boys. In 4A girls, Lynmar, Johnston, and Southeast Polk, the top three. In boys 3A, Dallas Center Grimes, Center Point Urbana, and Dubuque Wallard are the top three. Atlantic and Glenwood both listed as teams to watch. In Class 3A, Ballard, Dallas Center Grimes, and Dubuque Wallard were the top three. Harlan is at number 4, Glenwood 7, Atlantic and Creston both listed as teams to watch. In 2A boys, Davis County, Danville, New London, and Denver, the top three, with Clarinda and Trainer both teams to watch. In 2A girls, Mid Prairie, Williamsburg, and Jessup are the top three. Panorama is at number 8. In 1A boys, Madrid, Earlham, and Calamus Wheatland are the top three, with Nottoway Valley at number 4, St. Albert 11, ACGC 12th, and Tri-Center ranked 14th. And in 1A girls, Iowa City, Regina, Van Meter, and Pekin are the top three. AHSTW ranked 4th, ACGC 8th, Tri-Center 12th, and Nottoway Valley is rated 15th in this week's poll. Iowa State University has decided to change its decision regarding fans at the September 12th home football game. That game against Louisiana will kick off at 11 a.m. with television coverage provided by ESPN. Director of Athletics Jamie Pollard said the department staff has worked closely with Dr. Winterstein and her leadership team throughout the summer as they jointly develop plans for the fall football season. And over the weekend, Dr. Winterstein gave the working group the approval to move forward with the plans that were jointly developed. The department announced those plans Monday, which included allowing fans who purchased season tickets to attend the first game. President Winterstein shared on Tuesday evening that after weighing feedback that she received from the community, she decided to reverse that decision, and as a result, they'll play the season opener without fans. A wide receiver, Xavier Hutchinson, is expected to have an immediate impact on the Iowa State offense, ranked as the 9th best junior college receiver coming out of Blinn Community College. Hutchinson chose the Cyclones over schools like Oklahoma and Nebraska. He's been impressed with junior quarterback Brock Purdy.
It's really spectacular, the way that he's just held everything together, and just how like great of a young man he is, as well as just set aside from football. But I think as an offense, I think it's going to be a really spectacular year. I think one of the things you notice with us is that we have extremely great depth at each position, and I just think that's going to be a tool that we can use day in and day out.
Hutchinson says with Purdy at the helm, the Cyclone offense has high expectations.
You know, when you talk about Brock Purdy, you talk about a person who can put the ball anywhere. So it really just kind of makes your job easier when you have a quarterback like that. So it's really been great. Practice has been great. I just see it really coming together really well.
Iowa State coach Matt Campbell says Hutchinson has the qualities it takes to succeed.
I don't know if there's anybody that holds themselves to a higher standard than what Xavier holds himself to. And it's one of the things that I was really impressed from the very beginning of our relationship and getting to know Xavier, what he was about, what he stood for, and how he carried himself in terms of his work ethic.
Well, 90 minutes after Governor Kim Reynolds Wednesday offered a strong defense of having fans in the stands for the Cyclone football game in Ames on September 12th, the university, as we mentioned, announced no fans will be allowed. In a written statement, Iowa State's athletic director said he was notified Tuesday night by ISU's president that she had evaluated feedback from the community and reversed the decision to let 25,000 fans in the stadium that seats more than 61,000. Reynolds, who spoke with reporters late Wednesday morning, says Iowa high schools are having fans at Friday night football games, and it's about getting lives back to normal.
We can do these things safely and responsible. We can open our schools back up. We can open our colleges back up. We can continue to move forward, but we have to have personal responsibility.
Iowa's been the national COVID hotspot this week, and Ames was ranked as having the most coronavirus cases per capita in the country. Iowa City wasn't far behind as students returned to campus for the fall semester.
We did see a rapid increase over a week as they moved back in and we started doing the testing. And as I said, if we don't see that number come back down, then we're going to have to take a look at what else we need to do.
Public health officials in Story County urged university officials to have the games in Ames without fans in the stadium. The Ames City Council passed an ordinance Tuesday night requiring face coverings in public places, although no penalties are attached to the policy, which takes effect Friday. According to the governor, the state's surging COVID case counts are primarily among young adults in six counties. That's why she chose to close bars in the urban areas of Polk, Dallas, and Linn counties, along with bars in Story, Johnson, and Blackhawk counties, where the three state universities are located. Reynolds predicts other states will see similar coronavirus spikes among college students. Minnesota transfer center Liam Robbins has been granted immediate eligibility by the NCAA. He made the switch in April after two seasons at Drake. The 7-foot, 235-pound Robbins will have 2 years of eligibility remaining with the Gophers. As a sophomore in 2019-20, the native of Davenport led the Bulldogs with 14.1 points, 7.1 rebounds, and 2.9 block shots per game. He landed on the All-Missouri Valley Conference second team. His 99 blocks were fifth in the country in a program record. Robbins is a nephew of Gophers assistant coach Ed Conroy and a cousin of reserve guard Hunt Conroy. Well, the NCAA will furlough its entire Indianapolis-based staff of about 600 employees for 3 to 8 weeks in a cost-saving move. A memo obtained Wednesday by the Associated Press was sent by the NCAA President Mark Emmert to the association's more than 1,200 member schools on Wednesday. Starting September 21st through the end of January of 2021, all national office staff will be subjected to a mandatory 3-week furlough. Some staff will be furloughed for up to 8 weeks. Well, Tom Seaver was so good, he was given two nicknames. The man called Tom Terrific and the franchise has died at the age of 75. The Baseball Hall of Fame said he passed away Monday following complications from dementia and COVID-19. Seaver was selected by the Mets in a special draft in 1966 after his contract with the Braves was nullified by Major League Baseball. He spent just 1 year in the minors and won the 1967 National League Rookie of the Year award with a 16-13 record and a 2.76 ERA for the last place Mets. Seaver won the Cy Young three times, all with the Mets. He remains the franchise leader in most career categories, including 198 victories and 2,541 strikeouts. Seaver was the first pitcher in Major League history with 8 consecutive seasons of at least 200 strikeouts. He also was a 20-game winner in 1969, 71, 72, 75, and 77. Seaver finished his Hall of Fame career with a 311 and 205 record, a 286 earned run average, 3,640 strikeouts, 61 shutouts, and 231 complete games. In Major League Baseball yesterday, the Reds picked up a 4-3 win over the Cardinals on Joey Votto's RBI single in the bottom of the ninth inning. The Redbirds were up 3-1 and in line for a 3-game sweep until Tucker Barnhart smacked a 2-run homer in the fifth inning. Tristan McKenzie tossed 6 innings of 3-hit ball on his 23rd birthday to pitch the Indians to a 5-0 shutout of the Royals. Also, the Rays beat the Yankees 5-2, Astros over the Rangers 2-1, the Twins beat the White Sox 8-1, the Braves 7-5 over the Red Sox. Phillies beat the Nationals 3-0, Dodgers in 10 innings 3-2 over the Diamondbacks. Padres beat the Angels 11-4, Rockies 9-6 over the Giants. Cubs beat the Pirates 8-2, Brewers over the Tigers 7-5. Blue Jays beat the Marlins 2-1, the Mets 9-4. Over the Orioles. The Pirates will celebrate Roberto Clemente when the entire team dons his number 21 on September 9th against the White Sox. The Hall of Fame outfielder collected 3,000 hits during his 18-year career. He died in a plane crash on New Year's Eve in 1972 at the age of 38 while attempting to bring humanitarian aid to earthquake victims in Nicaragua. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.